Summertime is sequel and remake time in Hollywood. From Spider-Man to Shrek, from Pirates of the Caribbean to a remake of John Waters' Hairspray, a lot of storylines are being recycled. Remakes are often pale shadows of the original film, with some notable exceptions. To celebrate the approaching summer, Weekend Edition's entertainment critic Elvis Mitchell, who is no copycat and never recycles material, has brought his list of favorite remakes to our New York bureau. Hi, Elvis.
Hi, John. Let me remake that. Hello, John. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. You know, for a bottom-line-oriented movie executive, recycling storylines probably seems like a good idea, but how do they generally do at the box office?
Well, a lot of times they do quite well. The ones we're going to talk about are all, in one way or another, quite successful. We think of remakes as being a kind of a recent advent, but they go back to basically the beginning of the movie business, where if you want to take a chance on a first-time director, let's say somebody who had written a few scripts for you but hadn't really directed before, you gave them a piece of tried-and-true material that had been made twice before. Let's say it's Dashiell Hammett's Maltese Falcon, mm-hmm. and you've got this young screenwriter named John Huston whose work you really like, and you say, well, John, here, give this a shot and see what happens with it. It had been made twice before as Satan Met a Lady, and also as a Maltese Falcon. What Huston did was really stay faithful to Hammett's book, but also go a little bit further with it than the original version went, and sort of stuck to the meanness, the misanthropy and misogyny of the material, just to show how this guy, Sam Spade, was just a hustler who happened to be smarter and slightly more criminal-minded than the crooks he was chasing.
Well, I know where I stand now. Sorry I got up on my hind legs, boys, but you fellas trying to rope me made me nervous. Miles getting bumped off upset me, and then you birds cracking Foxy, but it's all right now, now that I know what it's all about.
So what else do you have on your list?
In the late 80s, Michael Mann did a TV movie called L.A. Takedown. Mm-hmm. It was about basically a cop and a criminal being two sides of the same coin. And basically, all that keeps them going really is a devotion to craft and a devotion to their duty. Michael Mann expanded it. It probably about 100 times the budget for the 1995 feature Heat.
You see me doing thrill-seeker liquor store hold-ups with a Born to Lose tattoo on my chest?
No, I do not.
Right. I am never going back.
Then don't take down scores.
I do what I do best. I take scores. You do what you do best, trying to stop guys like me.
Here in Heat, it's about these guys and their pursuit of a goal and, in the way, their pursuit of each other.
Okay, what's your top remake of all time?
It's A Fistful of Dollars.
Now, A Fistful of Dollars.
Strictly speaking, this probably isn't what people consider to be a remake, but anytime the original filmmaker sues and gets a credit because it's a theft of his film,
uh-huh.
I think that's a remake. It's Akira Kurosawa's Yojimbo.
It wasn't a Western when Kurosawa made it, I'd
but in a, you know what? In effect, it was a Western. Clearly a movie influenced by the iconic Western hero. When you have a movie like A Fistful of Dollars, which reinvents the genre, and not only reinvents the genre, basically inspires a whole new wave of filmmaking behind that. That's a great remake.
Let's remind people what the plot line is for folks who haven't seen it.
Let's just say a stranger wanders into a town where there's a range war going on and uses both sides against each other so he can sweep up and then basically
walk away with a fistful of dollars.
Baxter's over there. Rojo's there. Me right in the middle.
Where are you to what?
Crazy bell ringer was right. There's money to be made in a place like this.
Clint Eastwood was essentially a failed TV actor.
Isn't that amazing?
Yes. But it's also a movie, too, that in addition to reinventing the Western, it also reinvented film. It used music and sound in ways they had never been used before. Everything in it felt new. And as Clint Eastwood put it, he said the big difference in A Fistful of Dollars, it was the first time that the protagonist, the hero, shot first.
Hmm. Well, Elvis, it's been a lot of fun. I'm going to have to go and rearrange my Netflix queue now.
Yes, go straight to the remakes and sequels section.
Elvis Mitchell is Weekend Edition's entertainment critic. He spoke with us from New York. He's also the host of the public radio show The Treatment on KCRW. Thanks again, Elvis.
Thank you, John.